This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver City Council voted to approve Mayor Michael Hancock's final budget on Monday. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports the budget is up almost 10% from 2022.
The ambitious $3.7 billion budget is Michael Hancock's last as mayor. It focuses on housing, crime, and health issues. There's record funding for people experiencing homelessness, and money to grow Denver's police force for the first time in years. Councilwoman Candy C. DeBaca offered the only no vote, saying the budget was unrepresentative and that she was tired of the status quo. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
A CU Boulder Violence Prevention Center will help 40 Colorado schools address the social and cultural roots of violence. The pandemic left lingering mental health issues in young people, causing bullying and gun violence to spike. The $2 million federal grant will help schools improve their mental health climate. It'll also make sure they have a system in place for students and teachers to report when someone is struggling. The center says it has already helped 46 schools build a safer environment. The Adams County District Attorney has dropped all charges against a protester who was demonstrating against the death of Elijah McClain in the summer of 2020. Dax Dalton was charged with three misdemeanors, including engaging in a riot, for his alleged role in a protest outside of an Aurora police substation. District Attorney Brian Mason said he could not prove the charges beyond a reasonable doubt. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is a snowy morning across much of the Front Range and in the mountains. Colorado Springs can expect a little bit more snow throughout this afternoon. Denver and Fort Collins, though, are in the clear until Thursday.